Welcome to another installment of the Weird Pastor's Kid podcast. I am your host, Shelton Williams. And this week, we're going to be talking about the church and homosexuality. This week, I want to talk about what are the church's problems, you know, when it comes to the issue of homosexuality. And I want to just address it. I have so many of my friends who are part of the LGBTQ community. And I feel as if that we in the church have kind of let, you know, some of my friends down, and also a lot of other people that are in the LGBTQ that feel as if they're not welcome in churches, or they feel as if God doesn't love them or God doesn't care about them. So I kind of want to have an episode where I address it head on, what I think about the issues at hand. And so I really think that this episode will be something that can be helpful, that can be encouraging as we dive into this series. So I'm going to go ahead and let's dive into it. Now, I believe that the church has a problem with the LGBTQ. And one of the problems that the church has with the community is they have a problem with seeing them. Yes, you heard me right. The church doesn't want to see people in the gay community at large. I remember a few years back in 2015, there was a pastor that wrote for the Christian Post, and he had this article where the title of his article was, "Are You Aware of the Avalanche of Gay Programming Assaulting Your Home?" Now, if you begin to read this article, he pretty much gets to the point of, I'm tired of seeing gay people on my television. And many of you that are listening right now probably feel that same way as well. You probably have thought, you know, thought sometimes that, man, why does it seem like there's so many gay characters in TV shows or so many gay characters in movies? And many of you have probably said there is a gay agenda at large. I'm pretty sure you have. And so many of my friends have complain to me about the amount of times that they see gay people on their television set. I remember when I had read the article initially back in 2015, I began to write about it in 2015 on a blog. It was on WordPress, you know, back when that used to be a huge thing. I think I might go back to blogging. But I remember I wrote in response once I knew that article was out. And my response, I still stand by today. And that response back in 2015, I said, Hollywood has no gay agenda. It has a gay reality. And the reason why you're seeing so many gay characters in TV shows and movies are not because gay people didn't exist for all these years. Gay people have always existed. The issue is that the media have finally decided that we're going to show and reflect reality. And the way that some Christians feel about seeing these gay characters is how a lot of people at first felt when they started seeing black characters or Hispanic characters or Asian characters. There was a community of people that thought, why is there so many, you know, black characters on TV? There is an agenda at large. And maybe you still feel that way. Maybe you see the movie Black Panther and you think, man, here are the liberals. They have their movie that they want to represent. Or maybe you feel that way about it today. But needless to say, Hollywood does not have a gay agenda. Hollywood has a gay reality. And maybe you don't like the reality that we are seeing now, where there's so many TV shows and movies that are reflecting the reality at large. I remember one time I was talking to a good friend of mine, and if they're listening, I don't want you to think that I'm mad at you, you know, for or anything like that. But in our conversation, they were complaining to me about how they were tired of seeing gay people or gay. They basically what they said was the fact of, man, they just love to put this in front of us all the time, you know. And they began to describe how they were in an airport, and one of the pictures at the airport were two men snuggling together on a couch, and it made them so upset to see this imagery. And the church really does have a problem with just seeing gay people at large. Like, you sit back and say, I don't want to see them. And that's the reaction that I see from many of my brothers and sisters in Christ, where they do not want to even see someone who's gay. Like, oh my soul, why does this character have to be gay? Oh my soul, why am I seeing, you know, this gay? You do not want to see someone from the LGBTQ community anywhere. And this article that I was talking about, they began to just show how upset they were about what they consider an avalanche of gay programming that they had seen on television at the time. And some of the things that this person begins to talk about is, and his examples for some of these things were the TV show Empire, how there was a character on that show who having a homosexual son, and talking about how Glee featured over 5 gay characters, talking about how The Home and remodeling reality shows featuring lesbians and gay partnerships. Talks about Modern Family. He talks about Ellen DeGeneres. He talks about Dancing with the Stars. He talks about The Biggest Loser and how they had one of the coaches, you know, is a lesbian. Talks about Scandal, the TV show at that time, who had 2 gay characters. And he goes on and lists. He talks about Anderson Cooper and how upset he was about how he boasts openly on TV about his attraction to men. And so this person, he begins to list out how upset he was about seeing these gay characters and how he feels like it's an assault. I feel like that language is I feel like there's some publications, especially from people that we as Christians love, that uses language to trigger us in a way to make us upset. And I know that this article back in 2015, if I look back and go back and on my Facebook timeline at the time, it probably was shared by a lot of people, because I feel like this is something that a lot of people relate to. A lot of people feel as if there's too much gay programming. And that was back in 2015. And I know that there's so many of my Christian brothers and sisters who feel that exact same way today. I know you do. And this article, I find it just so upsetting that this article basically points out how upset they are that they don't want to even see that gay people exist. And as upset as that made me, I had to remember that there's so many of my family members and so many of my Christian friends who feel this exact same way. I don't want to see gay people. Now, and what I found very interesting is that Ellen went on, and she, if you back in that same time frame, she begins to talk talk to the person who wrote the article on her show and begin to say, man, I don't have a gay agenda. My only agenda is for people to be kind to one another, that type of thing. Very interesting, that dialogue. But and I really want to kind of talk about that. Maybe I will talk about that on my YouTube, on a YouTube series for the Weird Pastor Kid podcast. I know, weird plug. But yes, once I start getting that YouTube page up and running, I really want to kind of discuss this in greater detail. But the church has a problem seeing the LGBTQ community when it comes to TV shows, movies, and in media. But I also feel as if we don't want to see them in our churches. And the reason why I say that is I've seen and I've heard so many pastors and teachers that when they talk about, when they teach about homosexuality, it was always in a gross and demeaning way. I remember so many times, you know, being in chapel services, being in church services, and hearing the speaker, hearing the preacher say things that were just so disheartening, using the F word to describe people in the LGBTQ community, and saying that behind a pulpit and talking about how and using it in such a demeaning and destructive way, that it makes me, and hearing that language behind a pulpit makes me believe that there's a lot of churches that don't want to see them. Not only they don't want to see them in media, they don't want to see them, you know, as characters on TV shows, but they also don't want to see them in their churches. So the church doesn't want to see them. But also, I believe the church doesn't even want to save them. You see, I don't love our approach about salvation to the LGBTQ. I dislike it so much. You see, we want people to change their sexual orientation to be saved. I really want you to think about that for a second. We really want everyone to sit back and say, hey, you got to be straight before you can get saved. And my response to, and if you're a Christian or a believer that believes that, if you're a Christian or a believer that are listening to me right now and you're like, yeah, you need to be straight before God's going to save you, I want you to know that God doesn't want people to be straight. God wants people to be holy. I really believe that there's a fear that makes us tell the LGBTQ essentially that you have to be like us, then you can be saved. See, this is no better than when the Jewish Christians who were forcing the Gentile believers to be circumcised. No, you're not really saved until you get circumcised. You see, salvation is about Jesus and Jesus alone. We've got to give people Jesus. Okay, and side note here. I have to say this because if I don't say this, it's going to make me upset. I hate that people believe that if you're gay, that you can't be a Christian. There's people that believe that, hey, there's no way that you can be gay and a Christian. That's terribly wrong. I had a good friend of mine who me and him, and he came out to me. I was one of the first people that he felt comfortable with telling me his story. And what he shared with me was the fact of, he's been saved, you know, since he was like 7, 8 years old, going to church faithfully, doing everything in the church, going and witnessing to people and sharing Christ with people. But the entire time, he knew that he was attracted to the same sex. Saved, but attracted to the same sex. And also, he kept praying since, you know, he was a kid, God, please take this attraction away. God never did. Because God didn't want him straight. God wanted him holy. You see, there are people right now that are so consumed with giving people moralism, telling people that you have to live up to my morals. And you know what? There's going to be a ton of people that's going to live up to your morality. They're going to vote the way you want them to vote. They're going to dress the way that you want them to dress. They're going to talk the way that you want them to talk. They're going to sing the songs that you want them to sing. They're going to do everything that they can to be exactly the robot that you want them to be. And they're going to die and go to hell because it's not about being your version of morality. It's about Jesus. See, God doesn't want people to be straight. God wants people to be holy. And so when we are talking to people, don't you assume that because someone is a part of the LGBTQ that they are not saved. You would be grossly mistaken. And see, the issue that I have is that many of you guys don't understand the difference between attraction and action. I firmly believe that there's no sin in the attraction of the same sex. Uh-oh, we going there today. But there is a sin in acting upon it. There's a difference between action and attraction. Y'all better write this down. I'm giving y'all bars today. But you've got to sit back and stop trying to demean people, hurt people, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit later on this podcast, but you cannot sit back and say, oh no, you can't be saved. You see, we don't do that with anything else. Oh man, and what's so crazy is, I know of people who are attracted to the same sex that are more godly than people who are not that are attracted to the opposite sex, right? And here's the crazy part. I shouldn't have to do that. See, the problem with us is we already treat gay people like second-class citizens. And so when we treat our gay Christians worse than that, I feel like. Our gay Christian brothers and our gay Christian sisters need better than how we've been treating them. If I introduced, and I'm going to talk about this most likely next week, but if I introduce some of my friends and I introduce them to you, the girls that I know who are attracted to the same sex, or the guys that I know that attract to the same sex. If I told you, you know, hey, I'm going to introduce you to my my friend. They're gay. They're Christian. Some of you would be so taken back, you wouldn't want to talk with them. Others of you, you would have to, I would have to say, oh, they're my celibate Christian gay friend. Before, because for some of you, you won't validate their faith unless I tell you that they're celibate. And you don't, I don't have to do that with anybody else. If I introduce you to someone else, you know, and I let you know that they were married, you won't ask to qualify, hey, are they cheating on their wife? But yet I know I would have to do that as I'm introducing them to some of you and say that they're celibate or say that they're this or say that they're that. Because if I don't do that, you will discount them in your brains or in your minds. We have to do better. I feel as if the church doesn't want to see the LGBTQ. I feel that the church doesn't want to save the LGBTQ. But also I feel that the church doesn't want to serve them. And what I mean by serve is I am tired of hearing about churches throwing people out of their church just for being LGBTQ. And like I said, I believe there's a difference between attraction and action. And I also believe that some of us, we are taught church discipline, which is biblical, right? But we don't understand that the point of church discipline is restoration. And for some of us in our churches, we've kicked people out for being honest with us. The friend that I told you about earlier who he was saved and, you know, but at the same time, he knew he was attracted to the same sex his whole entire life. Well, this same friend told his pastor that he's known since he was a child. Told this pastor who he thought of as a spiritual lead, not only greater than a spiritual lead, like a father figure to him. And that pastor shunned him. That pastor did not want anything to do with him anymore. Because, hey, you're attracted to the same sex. I don't want to have anything to do with you. You see, I'm tired of hearing about churches throwing people out just because of LGBTQ. And like I said, I'm going to reiterate, I believe that there's a difference between action and attraction. However, I think that we have poorly applied the biblical truth about homosexuality. See, I am tired of hearing about Christian parents kicking their children out of their home. And I believe some Christian parents have decided to do that because they are embarrassed. They're so embarrassed that their child, how can my child be gay? I must have done something wrong, because we firmly believe, and there's so many Christians I know that believe that being gay is a choice. The attraction is not a choice. Of course, I believe the action very well is. But I am tired of hearing about that. You know why? Because I'm tired of hearing about how many gay teens and adults who commit suicide because the shame and the resentment and the shunning were just too much. We cannot be this way. I'm so serious about the importance of serving others. I'm so serious about that. The Bible talks about this in so many different verses, but in 1 Peter 4:10, it says, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. And 1 Peter 4, let's read in verse number 11. Whosoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves, and we can keep going on and on. Let's go to Galatians 5:13. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go to that, but let's go to Galatians 5:13. For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 20:28, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Are you willing to serve? Are you willing to be a help? Are you willing to be an encouragement? See, the problem with us is all we care about is the law and we don't care about grace. And maybe you're sitting back and like, Shelton, what do you mean by that? So let me break that down. There's some of us that the Bible talks about, for the wages of sin is death. That is biblical truth. Hallelujah. That is true. But that's not the end of the verse. The other side of the verse says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That is the difference. Come on, guys. It's not just taking the Bible and slamming people over the head about the law. You sit back and hitting someone over the head. For the wages of sin is death. For the wages of sin is death. For the wages of sin is death. But you forget we're also supposed to teach them the other part of the verse. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, yes, we need to be sharing the truth of what we believe the Bible teaches. However, the application of homosexuality does not mean that you need to stand behind a pulpit and berail people and hurt people and be condescending to people or believe that because you're straight, you're more worthy of God's love than someone that's not. Because you're straight, you believe that you're better than someone that is not. That's not what the Bible is for. The Bible is not for us to use the Bible to point at other people, but the Bible truly is for us to love on people, to serve people, to be helpful toward people. We have got to serve the LGBTQ better. You see, we all are aware, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, many of us who call ourselves Christians are aware of how the church has been very hurtful to the LGBTQ. We can admit that the church has done a very terrible job with applying the truth of Scripture when it comes to this subject of homosexuality. We have got to be better as Christians. So if you're a part of the Weird Pastors Kid group, let us be people that treat people better, that love people better. And next week, I want to talk about this, but talk about this in a bigger way. Because I'm issuing the problem, but I really want next week to be where I talk about, well, how should the church treat people and LGBTQ? How should that happen? What does that look like? Well, what I'm going to do next week is I want to talk about what I think we should do. Because I know that there are people here that are listening that says, well, Shelton, you have presented what you think is the problem. But Shelton, could you tell me what the solution is? Well, I'm going to admit a few things in full transparency. I believe that the church, for some reason, is more theoretical than we are good at applying. When we talk about, I believe the church doesn't want to serve the LGBTQ, I'm hoping that this episode can be a way of service to the LGBTQ. However, I believe that I need to be doing more. And what all that looks like in my own personal life is something that I'm going to try to be better at. So next week, I'm going to list out some things that I think that the church should do. But at the same time, I'm really trying to make sure that I'm not a part of the problem. That I'm not being one of those people that are looking at the problems at the church and saying, hey, this is a problem. But I also want to make sure that in my own personal life, that I am making sure that I am serving the LGBTQ, that I am loving, that I am making sure that I am not being the very person that I dislike. So listen next week. I want you guys to be prepared for next week as I break down and I talk about what I think the church can do to be better when it comes to talking to the LGBTQ. Now, if you're listening to this episode and you are thinking to yourself, man, Shelton, I want to talk to you. You've brought up some good points, man. Man, this has made me think about certain things. And you want to talk, I do have a Facebook group. Please, if you have not got yourself in our Facebook group, please get into that Facebook group. Let's have this discussion, guys, because I really believe that we in the church have got to do a better job with how we communicate to the LGBTQ. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, and I do hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week.